First of all, to this day, I will put it on anything. I heard his leg snap when he hit him with it. Those concrete drainage I was telling you about, right? On the side of 400, they go like this.
Yeah,
if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. They're what? An easy 12 feet. They might be 15 feet across, at least. When he hit him with that S10, he flew and cleared the whole that whole drainage ditch.
And he landed. Just got his nose half bit off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hello, here we are again, thanks to Movie Magic. It's been another week, and here we are.
Thanks for coming
Like nothing ever happened. Thanks for making the trip back here again a second time. We really appreciate it. If y'all haven't watched last week's episode with Carl, be sure to check that out. Go to our videos on the left side of your YouTube screen. Go back to our homepage and make sure you check that one out. That would have been episode 41. I think this is episode 42. So
great response on that video too. So
great response. Keep it up.
We appreciate
you know?
All the views and subscribers that we've gotten from that.
It's been great success. Great success.
Very nice.
If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button, smash that like button. We greatly appreciate all the support that we get on this. Leave a comment down below. Tell us what you think about Carl. Let him get a little taste of the internet and the trolls and how fun it can be.
I got a tough skin.
I noticed you say smash. Is it smash or is it mash?
Either one. You can mash it. You can smash it. You can click it.
Okay.
However you'd like to do it.
I've been meaning to ask you that.
Just, you know, put something.
For 40 episodes.
Just comment something. Like, it doesn't – positive or negative engagement gives the algorithm the numbers to promote it to people who might not know about us.
Otherwise.
So if we get likes and subscribes and just comments, just the interaction with the video, we'll start to promote it. YouTube will say, oh, okay, so this is getting some traction. There's something going on here. We need to promote it to more people. So, and that's kind of how the algorithm
got a question down here.
Works.
Are you the teacher? What's
going on? This is how it's been since before episode one.
So I just I want to say this real quick because two friends of mine that don't live around here anymore. I'm saying in still in town. They moved off and they've heard about the podcast and they watch it. They're very.
Thanks, two friends.
Chuck and Chan both. They actually send me comments and stuff now, and I don't get to see them very often. I hadn't seen either one of them probably in years. But anyway, I do appreciate. I had to give a shout out to the two of them, Chuck and Chan.
Thank you,
Chan.
Chuck and Chan. We thank you.
Chuck's my office buddy. We used to love The Office.
Really?
It's a great TV show.
Yeah, we used to message back and forth a lot about it. We were big Office fans. Cool. I hadn't seen him in years.
That's cool.
But, yeah, we used to – when I was living up around Athens.
He was asking about you and the Theo Von thing. He said he's seen him twice on this tour.
Wow,
twice.
Hey, that's next week.
Man, yes,
sir, it's next week.
That's going to be so cool. So, anyway, I had to get that out.
Hey, I appreciate it. Give everybody a shout out. We appreciate it. All of our listeners, thank you all for tuning in yet again. Episode 42, here we are. We're ready to go. Carl is back to tell this story. We're very excited to hear it. Very excited to hear it. So, again.
I don't believe you, Chris.
I am. I've waited.
You said it one
Carl,
too many
I have,
times.
I have waited an entire
I'm
week.
I'm excited.
Entire week to hear this story.
Yeah, I was ready to hear it last week.
I'm just glad you held out.
Thought I was born a rambling man.
All right, you can start now because we're not going to have Brian do karaoke. A cappella karaoke, the best kind. All right, what you got, Carl? Set it up for us. Set the scene for us, if you will.
So right now I work at a Georgia War Veterans Home. I'm a maintenance guy out there. But this time and period in my life, I was kind of a rambling man, just like you just said. And I was in the tree business. I was not a great tree climber, but I was –
a branch manager?
I would say a branch manager. That's exactly right. Some people would say the lumberjack.
Hey.
Back then, I was not a great tree climber at all. I would never say that, but I was probably a C+B. And what that means is I could keep about three guys busy all day, but I can't keep a crew running. You know, that's just the honest to God's
truth. That's fair.
And, you know, so I was really.
I did that before, too. I was a tree climber.
Were you really? Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, when he was a child.
Yep. How many years back are we going here, Carl, if you don't mind painting the picture for me?
This is probably going to be 2000. let's give it 2006 to 2009,
okay.
Eight,
okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Somewhere around there. I was probably.
You don't have to, Brian. It's okay.
It's been a while.
15 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. But I mainly did the ground. You know, I'm a ground crew kind of guy. But I was a tree climber. So when you're in this tree business, I don't know if y'all know. I'm sure you do from knowing Dave, who's an excellent tree climber and an excellent business.
Buckeye Preferred Services.
Buckeye. You run into a bunch of wild jokers. Tree climbers are wild people.
I can see that. I can see that.
Absolutely.
The two that I know are quite wild.
I was graced enough to be around a lot of great ones. And don't tell David this, but he probably ranks up there to about number one.
Garrett, as far as all
the way around.
We'll cut that out. Reliable.
You know he's going to do the job.
Yep.
You know he's going to show up to work. Yep. That's not the case for most tree climbers.
I'm definitely cutting that out because I'll never hear
the end of it. I know. I hate to even say that.
I'll never hear the end of it.
I'm telling you.
God.
But typically they have names like Earl the Squirrel.
Wild Bill.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. They all have these crazy nicknames. You know, Hickory Dan.
So Hickory did they Dan. Have it like that, or you legit knew somebody named Earl the Squirrel?
Oh, no, this is true. These are guys that
you
met.
Know Earl the Squirrel.
Yeah, I know Earl the Squirrel.
Earl the Squirrel. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Tree Spike Jones. Listen, the funny thing about these guys, they were amazing climbers. The only thing
are
is,
they tree climbers or wrestlers?
They might as well
could have been either one, you know?
But see, you got to have them. You got to have them because these are guys that can easily, in the amount of 3 days, do $5,000 to $8,000 worth of work for you.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Oh no. And then they disappear for 3 weeks, and you never see them.
Well, yeah, once they get paid,
spending that $5,000 to $8,000.
And the nicest way to say it is they party a lot. That's the nicest way to say it.
Sure. Sure.
And then they show up. You would think that, you think the guy that owns the business, that owns the dump trucks, would be like, "Man, don't you come back on my job?"
No.
But you got to have these guys.
Yeah.
They're animals.
Somebody get up there.
They're animals in the tree.
Earl
the Squirrel, I'm sure.
Are you ready to go back up the tree?
Yeah, and he is. Yeah, it might
we got nuts up there, Earl.
A couple other things, but he's getting it back up there. He's putting some work down there for the fellas. But with that being said, so I've ran into a bunch of different kind of guys along this train. I'm going to give you a background because you got to know what we're dealing with here. So these guys, we're going to say, made up, not made up, these states where they're from. I'm not going to use any last names or anything like that. But they were from Alabama, and Patrick was a tree climber, and he was a good tree climber, better than me. So he was climbing at the time I ran the ground crew. I worked with him probably for about 6 months. Like the guy, he's the kind of guy that, he never left home without his back x-rays, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's that error.
Okay.
If that makes
Derek,
sense.
Do we need to explain this one to
you? It's that error of things, if that makes sense.
Lost.
Okay, so yeah. So he comes from Alabama.
What was his nickname?
All three of us were just like,
Bobby Lee Osi.
Listen.
I'm sure he had some, but the only way I knew Patrick was Patrick.
Listen, we all looked at each other like, oh, okay, we understand. And Derek's over there like, I don't get him.
Well, you asked me exactly, what year this is. That's what year.
Okay.
To me, because you got to think I'm rambling too, so
I know the exact date, actually.
The year of Purdue. The year of Purdue, you're saying.
There you go.
We don't mean the university.
There you go. Yeah,
so,
it's the year that everybody kept their back x-rays.
Sure.
Everywhere they went.
You keep your x-rays so you can go to new pain management clinics
anytime
and show them. You know, like, we need to do an x-ray or I need to get your x-rays. And you're just like, oh, no, I got them right here.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and get a new prescription for your pain management. And take it as prescribed, children.
Right.
I got it.
And it worked out good because, I'm not a big I wasn't in that direction. I like going the other way. So we
sure.
got along good. He didn't mess with me. I didn't mess with him.
Love it.
Yeah. So, but no, he was a really good guy, though, and we got along pretty good. He was super, and like me a little bit, super ADD. Poor Patrick.
PP.
Yeah. And so I'm about to give you a background of him and how we met up.
PP.
All right. So.
Oh, ADD PP.
So him. And these guys grew up together. Him and Barry were best friends from Alabama. And when ecstasy was really big,
Okay.
Okay. This is mid-90s.
Glory days.
mid-90s. This is when they were like $30 a piece. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So they had this great idea. Barry had the money, right? And they had this great idea that they were going to go to Amsterdam. This all makes sense. You'll see why I tell you this, because you got to know this part of the story. They're going to go to Amsterdam with two females, and they were going to bring something back.
So they got Patrick and Barry.
Yep.
Patrick and Barry.
Now, they were going to go to Amsterdam with female. They were going with, not going and getting females.
No, they were
taking females with them there. Okay.
Is Amsterdam another part of Alabama?
Might as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, pretty much. Barry is the guy with the money.
Gotcha.
So he's got these two
Patrick's
girls,
the guy with Patrick. The x-ray.
Patrick's the guy with the problem.
Yeah. And so Barry had the money, okay?
Patrick had the bigger problem.
And we had these two females. And they had big plans. You know, this is big plans from a couple guys from Alabama. Yeah, they're about to make something happen.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
I've had some plans. I understand.
So, grandiose, I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you this, too, because I know I cut up a lot, but what I'm telling you about the story, this is how it went down, and this is exactly what happened from the beginning to end.
The events we're about to hear are factual.
Now, of course, I didn't know them at this time in their life, but Mark, who we work for, grew up with them in Alabama, and he's the one who gave me this background and why things played out the way this story plays out.
Gotcha.
Okay, so they got the money together. They get on the airplane, and they go to Amsterdam. Well, they decide to party, you know, the weekend, and then come back. All right? So they bring $5,000 with them, which is going to get them $5,000 of them things, which is 5,000 of them if you go there.
Okay.
So super cheap. You know, so they get up there, they do their thing, and it's time to come home, and they've been partying all night, right? So the girls, if I remember this correctly, the girls held $2,000 apiece.
We're at four.
All right. And then, well, I get it, but for some reason, I thought that Patrick had $2,000 on him too, but it might not have been. I remember him saying something about they thought that girls wouldn't get searched as much, so they gave them $2,000 apiece. And Patrick had his strapped to his his calf and had a ace bandage wrapped around it. Okay, an ace bandage.
I'm sure they've never seen that before.
Right. Oh wait! It gets way better.
This sounds like an episode of I Almost Got Away With It.
They almost did not. Okay. All right, so check this out. All right, so they've been partying for like 2-3 days that whole weekend, and it's time to come back home. Well, when they come, they're out there, man, and Patrick not paying attention. Remember, mind you, Barry has nothing on him.
Right.
Patrick goes through. Everybody makes it through. Then it's Patrick's turn. Patrick puts on his steel-toed boots before he goes to the airport.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This is true story now. This is absolutely what happened.
Gosh.
So he's going through check-in. Ding, ding, ding. He's got his shirt buttoned halfway down, looking greasy, been partying. And they take him to the side, and he's like, "Oh, it's just my steel-toed boots." They're like, "Well, can you pull it up?" And they see the ace bandage. Now they don't stop there though. They say, "Oh, okay, yeah." And y'all might can help me with this. I should have done a little bit more research. But they actually let them fly back to America. But there was a reason for that. Because once you cross those lines, it becomes a totally different kind of charge.
Yeah, you got
a
lot. Yeah,
so if they stop them there, it's one thing.
It's like a possession charge.
Right. Uh-huh. But all of a sudden, it becomes some sort of trafficking charge.
Yeah.
Once you get on the airplane, trafficking. Exactly.
International. Yeah.
So it becomes federal. It becomes all this other stuff. So they're like, oh, yeah, sir. Sure. Okay. So while they're flying back, they're seeing, okay, who checked in.
Can we get a little report on this fella?
Yeah. Who's checked in with this guy? Who's all, you know, these tickets bought with? What seats are they in?
Right.
So, of course, they get to
America. And they're thinking they got away with
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they get to America.
Oh, gosh.
And they pull them to the side, and the gig's out. And they take it off of Patrick. They find out, you know, the seats. They check the girls. Well, Barry doesn't have anything on him. He was the money man, you know. But they, of course, you know, Barry didn't have a chance either. Because they let him know real quick, you know, well, hey, he put up the money. I don't know who told. I don't know.
They all did.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're talking about 5,000 pills worth of intercontinental trafficking?
That's hard to pass off. This is not personal.
I think, and don't hold me to this, but I think how I remember the story, the girls told it told, of course, they're going to blame the women, right? But told the flat-out story. So they only got, like, 5 years. Patrick and Barry got 7, I believe. And, you know, federal time, you do go to the door.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tell you this, but this is you know, this is how wild these guys are. Can you imagine putting on steel-toe boots to do something like that, to go to an airport? No,
definitely not today.
No. But with that being said, so they
did their time.
Oh,
absolutely.
There was no getting out of this.
No getting out of these.
I'm going to tell you, and this is where I start to meet up with them. So Barry gets out first for whatever reason, like 6 months.
Because he had the money.
Pretty much. So Barry gets out first and ends up going to Patrick's wife's house.
I know he does.
Yeah. So him and Patrick's wife hook up. They're together. Poor Patrick gets out.
You know why he finds out
that they're together.
You know, so now you got Triple B, Big Brain Barry. God.
Right.
He's going to see PP, Problem Patrick's wife.
Come on with it.
Now we've amplified the problems that Patrick has because his wife is being unfaithful.
Absolutely. So poor Patrick gets out of prison, finds out, hey, Barry's, you know, get over it. You know, I'm with your wife. This is what it is. And I got
the money.
Right. And I don't know what kind of time frame from there to where he decided to come work up there with me and Mark, but somewhere in that time frame, Patrick's like, hey, man, I need to get out of here. Mark, that was our boss. Can I come up there and work with you? And he's, yeah, come on up.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time. Serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
All right, so we're up there. We're working together for about 6 months, I would say.
I'm invested, dude. I'm telling you, man.
This is good.
They got all kind of ties, right? Like, as far as just screwed up things from the past.
railroad ties, oh, zip ties.
Oh, God. All right, so
what's his problem?
I don't know.
Oh, but so I'm up there working with Patrick. We get to know each other. You know, he's a good tree climber. We go out every now and then on the town, you know, in Buckhead or wherever we might do, you know, just running around being fools. But all of a sudden, Barry wants to come up there and get a truck painted, an old 91 Chevy. Mm. And he wanted to get truck to Mark knows every guy in Atlanta kind of guy. He's like, yeah, I can get you that truck painted for $600. He's like, well, you mind if I come stay with y'all for a couple weeks? Mm. Well, Barry and Patrick was like, well, I don't have a problem with it. I don't care, you know. And so he comes up. He's hanging out that week. He gets his truck painted. And we start to hang out a little bit. And again, I don't know Barry from anybody. I know Patrick better than any of them. And so we're hanging out every now and then and working, doing our thing. Barry's not working with us. He's doing his little truck thing, getting his truck painted and all that. And one night, we decided to go to Buckhead. Actually, it was to go to Moondogs.
Moondogs.
I don't know if you remember that.
Never heard of it.
Okay, it's in Buckhead. It's a little drinking pub. And to get there, we lived in Alpharetta at the time, so we took 400 all the way to Buckhead.
Yeah.
Y'all got it?
Yep.
Okay.
With you.
Okay. Has the big concrete drainage
yep.
on both sides?
Uh-huh.
All right. If you know that, you're going to really love this story.
I do know that.
All right. So we go out that night. And when we go, the whole way to Buckhead, Patrick was sitting in the middle. We're driving in this little single cab 91.
And Barry
Chevy.
Is with you.
Absolutely. He's driving. He's in the truck.
The truck just got painted. So he's in a freshly painted truck.
Yep. Barry driving, Patrick in the middle.
Still with Patrick's ex.
I guess. They might not even be together at this time. But
the pain is still present.
Oh, absolutely.
Patrick.
No question about that.
See what I did there?
But nothing's. Yeah, I did. It was a good job.
Thanks.
So Patrick in the middle, and I'm on the outside. the whole way to the club, Patrick will not let the radio. And if you've ever been around people like this, I'm sure he won't let it stay on the station for longer than 3 seconds. Mm. Every time you get in a song, he's turning. He's just, he's probably got something going on there.
I imagine
like, and I'm looking at Barry, and I'm just like, geez, God. So we get on him like the whole way. When I tell you every 3 seconds for the next 30 minutes, because we're in Alpharetta.
Yeah, you have 30-minute drive.
At least. Uh-huh. It might have been short, a little shorter or less. But he's doing aggravating me, aggravating Barry. So we get make it to the club. It was just a goofy night, of course. None of us. We just drank some beers and did what we did. And it was time to come home. It was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So we start heading back. And it's like 3 o'clock, going down 400. And here goes Patrick again, starts messing with the radio. Messing with the radio again. And everybody's been drinking, doing their thing. And out of nowhere, well, I say out of nowhere, now it was out of somewhere because I was getting aggravated too. Barry slings off the side of 400 and says, "I'm a stone cold killer," and turns to Patrick and latches on to his nose.
With his teeth?
With his teeth. Listen now, I'm telling you verbatim what happened. I'm sitting in the passenger side. We're not even off the road good of 400 at 3 o'clock in the morning. We all got who knows what's on us. You know, I actually had an Adidas backpack, so who knows what all.
Oh, man, that's what, yeah, you got all kinds
of. Yeah, with a single strap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, so.
Like Ukrainian mobster.
I look to the left, and he's latched on after he first said, "I'm a stone cold killer. Don't F with me." Latches on to Patrick's nose. I don't know what to do. I look back, oh my God, and I swing, and I hit Barry. And when I hit Barry, he latched on tighter. And I saw all of a sudden blood started running down his nose. I get out the car. Finally, he lets go of this guy's nose, Patrick, and it is screwed up. I mean, it's almost bit off at this point. Patrick gets out the car, and he starts going, "You bit my nose, Barry. What kind of man bites another man in the nose, Barry?" And we're on the side of 400, all right, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he kept repeating himself, "You bit my nose, Barry. What kind of man bites another man in the nose?" And Barry's like, "Look, I'm sorry, Patrick. Just get back in the car." And, oh, mind you got to put this in perspective, too. They're both on parole, and they're not supposed to be out the state. So that's going on top of it. Okay? They shouldn't even be in the state of Georgia. This went on for probably, of course, Patrick refused to get back in the car.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So all of a sudden, after about, I would say, I'm guessing 5 minutes of him being outside, repeating himself, "What kind of man bites another man in the nose?" He looks at Barry, and Barry's behind the wheel of that S10. And all of a sudden he goes, points at Barry, said, you slept with my wife. And when he said that, Barry pops it in drive, slams on the gas, and hits Patrick with the truck so hard. This is how hard he hit. First of all, to this day, I will put it on anything. I heard his leg snap when he hit him with it. Those concrete drainage I was telling you about, right? On the side of 400, they go like this.
Yeah,
if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. They're what, an easy 12 feet. They might be 15 feet across, at least. When he hit him with that S10, he flew and cleared the whole that whole drainage ditch.
And he landed. Just got his nose half bit off.
Oh, yeah, there. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Listen, he clears the whole ditch and lands. Wham! And I just look at Barry and I said, "What have you done?" And I swear to this day I heard his leg snap. I said, "Barry, you got to go." I said, "Just get out of here. Both of y'all are on parole." This I heard his leg break. He's like, "Man, I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it." Right?
My bad.
Yeah.
Really?
Listen, this is 3 o'clock in the morning.
My bad.
All kind of cars flying by.
I should have just kept biting the nose.
Listen now. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to figure out which way I'm going with this. I threw my backpack somewhere in the woods.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out which way to go with this thing. All right. So after him trying to apologize, and Patrick tries to get up, And he can't. And I said, "Barry, you got to go. Y'all both are on parole." I said, I'll handle Patrick. And in the background, you can hear Barry going, "I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm sorry." I know this sounds crazy, but this is exactly how it went down.
Yeah.
All right, so he drives off. Patrick's, so now it's me and Patrick on the side of the road. He's trying to walk. And I'm like, bro, I heard your leg snap. It's broke. It's broke. And I kept telling him that. I'll go ahead and throw this out here. Miraculously, somehow it wasn't broke, but it snapped every ligament and
Knee. Oh, I'm sure.
But I thought it broke. I thought his bone was going to be sticking out. It wasn't. He was dragging it, trying to get it. I said, listen, it's a wrap. I'm calling somebody. I was like, your leg's broke. I don't know what's going on with you. So I call 911 and say, hey, there's been an accident. I need somebody, I need an ambulance here. So here comes the ambulance and here comes a cop.
Of course.
I got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Did you have a plan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You got a cooked up story.
You had a plan.
Look, remember, I do uppers, my damn.
Right. Yeah.
So Patrick's going to have to sit there while the plan. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to call 911 as soon as I think of an excuse.
Right.
So basically, Patrick fell out of an airplane.
No. Y'all are about, listen. This y'all is about to good. Die. Oh, yeah. All right. So here comes the ambulance. The ambulance is taking care of Patrick. He's in the back there. They got his nose all taped up, barely hanging on. His legs all messed up. And the cop comes up to me and says, hey, so what happened? I said, listen, man.
You're not going to believe this.
Well, I didn't even say that, but I should have said that. But I said, listen, man.
You know what I said? I hate to stop.
Go ahead.
This is what I'd have said.
Go ahead.
He knows.
Oh.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. So I told him, I said, listen, man, we were leaving. You're killing me. That's right.
He knows.
Yeah. All right. So I tell the cop, I said, listen, man, we got a ride from the bar back home with a guy in a white Ford Ranger. I said, man, everything was cool. I said, all of a sudden, he freaks out, bites Patrick on the nose, we get out of the car, and then he rams him with the car and takes off. It's a white Ford Ranger.
You said a Ranger instead of a...
S10.
Right. It was a red S10.
Okay.
So I'm like, and the guy, all of a sudden, like, after I got done with the story, the cop literally looks at me and goes like this.
Just the over the glasses.
He's like, yeah. And he's like waiting for me. And I was like, that's it. I said, that's what happened. He's like, so you're telling me a perfect stranger gave y'all a ride home from the bar. He pulls off the side of the road, bites your friend's nose, rams him with the car, and then takes off. I said, yes, sir, that's exactly what happened.
Boys, we're looking for a red S10 with a man with blood in his mouth.
Triple B, I believe he goes by.
Right. So it gets crazy, a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I just need to grab this cake from Mama real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right here. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female-owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
But this, again, I gave you that background to let you know where these guys' minds are at. So Patrick's in the ambulance. I end up riding in the ambulance with him because I don't have him. I try to call Mark. That's the guy we all work with.
Right.
Couldn't get in touch with him. They take Patrick to the to the hospital there, and I go in the room to see Patrick, right? And I go in there, and he's looking. He's got this freaking wad of gauze on his nose, and you can see a perfect imprint where, like, it's just blood where it was bit. He goes, hey, man, how bad is it? I said, it's bad. And his leg's all jacked up. Oh. All right, so the next day comes. Barry calls him first. He's like, hey, man, can I come up there? I want to check on Patrick. So I don't know if you do or not. I don't know. I don't know if Patrick's going to want to press charges.
Yeah,
they're out of state. They're on parole.
I would just chill.
There's
bro.
A lot of things that you know. That's the octopus arms. There's no telling.
Yeah. Go clean the blood off your truck,
right,
weirdo.
Right. Exactly.
Why are you calling him on the chest?
So he's like, I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you. And literally, Patrick's sitting there. He's like, well, okay, Barry, come see me.
Oh,
so
God.
This is like the previous day. Barry comes up there. I'm like, what's up, man? And he goes in there to talk to Patrick. And he says, Patrick, listen, man, I really feel bad what happened. I want to do something to make this. And mind you, he's a tree climber. Patrick is. So, I mean, his livelihood is done for at least, who knows, six
yeah,
months,
who
maybe longer.
Who knows?
Who knows how long? And remember, he's talking with his bloody galls on his nose. Stitches for where he bit him. He says, Patrick, I really feel bad about this, Patrick. I want to do something to make this thing right. And Patrick's like, well, what do you got in mind? I mean, this is literally the conversation. He goes, I want to sell you my red truck. I want to sell you my red.
I would like to put you in possession of the evidence, if you don't mind. But for a fee. For a fee. I'm not going to give you the evidence. I'm going to sell you the evidence.
You could see his eyes get this big in excitement. Sitting there with his leg jacked up, his nose half bitten up, and he just lights up. You'll sell me your truck?
How much you want for it, Barry?
$600. $600.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, and Mark, our and he's a friend, too. He's the guy who's got all the equipment, but we're all friends.
Sure.
He's on the way up there, and I'm thinking to myself, because Mark is quite the opposite of us. We're messing up. Mark doesn't party like us. He is clean cut. He has his stuff together for the most part. I mean, he's really holds everything down for the most part. And I'm like, man, Mark's gonna flip.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, this is not going.
Because they're all friends. Patrick's friends with him. You know, we're all friends. And Patrick's really excited about this. Man, I might have a truck, kind of thing. You know, I haven't had a license in 5 years, but I might have this truck now. Not even thinking about anything else. And he's like, okay, Barry. And then Mark gets up, comes in there, talks to Patrick. And he's like, what's going on? Tell us what's going on. And once he hears Patrick's plan to buy Barry's truck, it's almost like Patrick gets taken advantage of almost, right? Like he's just not. Who in the right gourd?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how this is an acceptable resolution.
Right. You know. Exactly. And Mark's like, are you crazy, Patrick? He needs to give you that truck, and he needs to give you money every week until
and then some. Yeah.
So, Mark had it. Mark storms out. He's like, "Man, call me if y'all need a ride. I can't deal with this. I'm done." So he leaves, and mind you, me and Mark was having our little things because I was supposed to get. I'm not going to get big details. I love you, Mark, but we were just having some business disagreements.
Sure,
I mean, we worked together, friends. I was supposed to get a percentage. It wasn't really working out right for me.
Sure.
So we were kind of in that area of splitting apart in good terms, and we
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, but I say that to say this. So Patrick ends up once he gets back to Mark's house buying his truck from him for $600, and. After that, I left shortly after that. And I'm not really sure what happened after that.
That's crazy.
But that is, to me, you can't make this kind of stuff up.
No, sir.
I mean, and what a movie that would almost be.
Yeah, that would
you know
be fantastic.
And what I told you is verbatim what I witnessed with these guys.
From
the, from and the you know, leading up to that, the getting locked up together.
Right.
Blaming, you know, and they all blamed each other. You know, oh, you told him it was me. It
yeah.
Was, you were sleeping with my wife. So all that boiled up to that one time. And, buddy, he hit that damn truck and drive and nailed him.
Yeah,
but that's the story, and I do have a little sad news to tell about this story. And the only reason why I told this story is because I really consider Patrick a friend. Mark called me about probably 4 or 5 years ago and told me that Patrick had passed in a car accident.
I hate that for Patrick.
Yeah, real story. But like I said, I wouldn't have told this story if I wouldn't consider him a friend.
Sure,
but,
sure.
That's probably one of the wildest nights. And I know that sounds maybe another somebody's, you know. Saturday night, but it was pretty insane to me. And I will never, to this day, forget about him going, what kind of man bites another man in the
nose?
That's
so funny.
It was hilarious. But that's what I got today.
That's wild.
Man. It's a good story, man. It's a good story.
I know you might wanted that to end a little differently, but you just, you know, the people you run into.
Listen, you get to make up your own ending now. You know, you can end out. I'm saying just like everybody who's listening, you know what I'm saying? However you want it to end,
it could go.
That's how it ends, you know?
Yeah, that's
you know?
True, because I don't know how it all...
The craziest thing to me was like listening along and being an addict.
Right.
I could like reflect on when I was using.
Absolutely.
And how from Amsterdam to the nose, I could be like...
I get it.
I could see that. I'm just like, you know what I mean? I was like... Yeah, I can see where I might be a little excited about a $600 truck.
Barry probably learned that move in prison, you know. Probably. Saw a couple nose getting bit off, so he was like, you know, I know right what to do.
All I could think about was poor Patrick on the back of that ambulance, probably wondering, how am I going to get that yay up there now?
Oh, my God. Man.
But like I said, that's just one of my fun little stories.
That's a good one. Absolutely true.
Everything about that story is true.
That's a good one.
That you know, I don't want to keep it PG-13 as possible. I can't throw out some of my stories, but to me, that's one of my favorites.
That's
like
crazy.
I said, for the rest of my life, it'll always be indented in
my head. What kind of man?
R.I.P. to Patrick. Too.
Yeah, man. What a legend. Love you, brother.
Man, hold it down,
Martin Martinelli. Oh, if you're out there, what's up, brother?
Yeah, man, spread it around. Share the podcast with all your friends. What do you think about the story, Derek?
That's just crazy, man.
And they were a little older than me also.
It's just like crazy?
It's
no comments, no concerns?
I was sitting here the whole time because I'm a visual person, and I'm picturing every bit of this as he goes. So, yeah.
I've never seen a human being fly across something like that. I just knew his leg had snapped. How it didn't, I will never know.
One thing that I do think is, you know, that, and this again, the way my mind works is how the cop didn't, you know.
Well, what can he say? He's got to take my word. You know what I mean? What else can he do?
Yeah. Well, what about?
And just so you know,
look at me like that.
Because I know he said the cop looked at him just like.
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
And just so you know, anytime I ever in life, as I was rambling those roads, got questioned about a vehicle. Or I wrecked my car, or who ran me off the road? It's
white
always,
Ford Ranger.
Always. If you're a white Ford Ranger, I'm sorry if you got pulled over late at night because I'm. If you're a white Ford Ranger, I have thrown it out there many a night.
You got blamed for all kinds of
stuff. So that whenever I come up with the story,
I appreciate you not blaming it on the black Ford Ranger.
Right, exactly. So it was easy for me to come up with that part of the story.
So
because that was locked and loaded. It's always white Ford Ranger.
So. Which one was in the ambulance? It was
Patrick.
Patrick.
So why didn't Patrick didn't tell him any story?
No, they listened. I mean,
you were the one.
Yeah, to be honest,
he was fighting for his nose at the time.
To be honest, I don't know what Patrick told him. I just know the statement that I gave the cop that showed up.
He probably looked at him from a bloody nose.
The thing is,
damn Barry, Barry, run me over.
And the thing is
Barry, and I ran in there.
I still didn't know if they were going to lock Patrick up for even being out.
Being
the state.
In the state, because he was what? Banned
so what
from
story
Georgia?
Can? Yeah, well, not
you can't cross
banned,
state lines on parole.
On parole,
okay.
Without letting your PO know, your PO might tell you, yeah, go right ahead.
And even if he had permission to cross the state lines, he probably didn't have permission to be at the bar.
So I didn't know
or to you know, get his nose bit off halfway.
That's true. I'm not sure if federal parole rules, but biting other people's noses off is probably
imagine
what makes
that
you
much?
Bite a nose, though. I'm a stone cold killer. You sound like you're hungry.
What kind of man bites another man's
nose?
I can get it pulling over, being aggravated.
Oh, absolutely.
I can get that. But biting a nose?
Listen, he latched on like a snap. Turtle, bro. And when
Carl
like
hit him in the head,
because I knew Patrick. I didn't know
like
Barry
a pit bull or a Rottweiler.
And I was just trying to get him. And to be honest, I truly believe it wasn't so much as me trying to get him off, which I'm sure I was. I was terrified of a police pulling up.
Sure.
I mean, it's
yeah, we're not one like draw, you know, bring any undue attention
to
us.
That's
the worst.
We're not, on the straight and narrow here.
To do all that.
We're crooked as my pink.
When you're not in control of the vehicle and people are stopping and you're dirty, you're like, man, get out of here.
Yes, that's a bad feeling, man.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling.
Great story.
I love it.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. I hope somebody else gets a little kick out of it.
Well worth the wait.
I love a good story.
Well worth the wait. Well worth
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, What better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Yeah, thanks for coming back again, Carl.
Absolutely,
we greatly appreciate it. A little bit shorter this week.
I'm just as excited about being here as y'all are having me, man. I just want to tell y'all one more time. I think y'all got something going on here. Not sure what it is. I see y'all growing every week, and I see good things coming from this thing.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate definitely. It.
Poor Barry, man.
Yeah, right. Poor Barry.
I mean, Patrick. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got the names mixed up there.
Barry made out like a bandit.
Yeah, yeah.
Barry died in the automobile accident.
Yeah.
Patrick.
I don't think Patrick died. I don't think
Patrick just could not catch a break.
He could. I don't think Patrick could spell BB if you spotted him.
That's what I'm saying. But if you ever met the guy, though, you just love him at heart.
I bet.
He was just like a grown 12-year-old.
I can see him lighting up about that. S10 too.
You're going to kill me, you truck. and hey, the crazy thing about it, he came to Atlanta to get it painted to go back home to sell it. So he actually came out like a bandit. He got it painted and sold it before he went back.
Yeah, didn't he have to get back home to sell it?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I'll sell it to you for $600, Patrick.
Right.
The extra $1,200 to get that impound. Guess how much I pulled over last night for a hit and run. Yeah. This up in the air. I got a good lawyer.
One more detail. Nose blood on the seat.
One more detail about that. Do you know how much it costs for him to get it painted?
$600.
$600. That is no lie. That is $600.
Golly. Yeah.
Sure did, man. Sure did.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I love those guys, and I'm just glad that, you know, I got to share that story because I don't get to share it a lot. So
I would imagine it's not exactly what you bring up in like the workspace.
Do you have Mark's?
We keep up from time.
So you know how to reach him?
I haven't talked to him in probably or even sent a message maybe in 6 years or better. But with that being said, every now and then, you know, we might shoot a little text or something.
Send him the podcast,
I need to,
man.
I will.
Yeah.
Like, he would love to hear the story.
Yeah, man.
He would.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I'm going to try.
Send it to him. And send it to Barry, too.
I don't know, man. I don't know how Barry's going to feel. I don't know. We might get sued. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I thought about that, too. You know?
We didn't say no last night.
You ain't got to let Barry know.
It's Barry. No, Barry. Yeah. He'll have to figure it out on his own.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you find us, Barry, come get it.
Hey, we're right here in Dublin, Georgia, my man.
Oh, man.
All right, but anyways, thank you all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Thank you, as always, to our wonderful sponsors. We talked about tree service today. If you're looking for tree service, Buckeye Preferred Services. Talking about how Dave is probably the number one on that list. That's who he's with. Go check him out. But it's also Buckeye Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling. Great, proud sponsors of the Coffee and Ketchup podcast. And we greatly appreciate them. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. If you haven't already, we greatly appreciate all the support through the interaction that we get on these videos. And that's what helped last week's video do so well. So continue to help us out with that. If you are interested in advertising with us as the other sponsors do, or if you're interested in getting one of these wonderful t-shirts that we do, you can reach out to us at coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take this episode out and let you get back to your work day. And we will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.